From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Congress last night passed a $1.5 trillion bill to keep the federal government operating and send emergency aid to Ukraine. Two-thirds of Alaska's delegation to Congress voted for the bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young issued news releases touting features of the catch-all legislation, like its reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. Young issued a long list of Alaska projects the bill funds. Senator Dan Sullivan voted no. He said he supports a lot of the bill, like its increase in military spending and aid for Ukraine, but Sullivan says his staff didn't have enough time to read its 2,700 pages. In what's become the norm, congressional leaders rolled a dozen annual spending bills into an omnibus package. The final version emerged less than 2 days before the Senate vote. The number of mental health patients in Juneau continues to skyrocket. Bartlett Regional Hospital first reported a surge of mental health crises in the spring of 2020, when patient visits doubled. The Behavioral Health Department said it was overwhelmed then. Now, Interim Chief Behavioral Health Officer Karen Forrest says the number of patients her department sees a month has topped its previous numbers by 40%.
We're over about 1,400 people, up from 1,000. That was the previous data point. So we have seen that continue. And we have seen an increase in services provided across all age ranges.
A new building to house the hospital's Behavioral Health Crisis Center is slated to be complete in the spring of 2023. The hospital offers psychiatric services in the emergency department, but clinicians can also meet community members at home. KTOO spoke to Karen Forrest as part of an hour-long special update on Bartlett Regional Hospital. You can find the full program at ktoo.org. Alaska's visitor industry representatives are bullish about the 2022 cruise season. The industry says cruise ships will be back to about full swing this season. But as KRBD's Eric Stone reports, there are questions over how many visitors will actually be on the ships this year.
After 2 years of little to no cruise traffic, Travel Juneau President and CEO Liz Perry says she's excited to get back to something resembling a normal summer.
I think all of our operators are really optimistic that they're going to see better returns this season for 2022 than they have seen in a long time. I am a little doubtful that we'll hit 2019 numbers.
There were essentially no cruise ship tourists in 2020, save for a single small ship. And though independent tourists buoyed the visitor industry in 2021, cruise ships delivered only about a tenth of their typical passenger load, with just one or two vessels tied up a day. But this summer, cruise ship schedules are packed. On some days, Ketchikan and Juneau are expecting as many as seven ships in port at a time.
The big question for us is how full the ships are actually going to be when they arrive.
If all the ships on the schedule this year were full, it would be a record year. The largest regional cruise industry group says the ships planning to visit this summer have a rough capacity of 1.5 million passengers. That's upwards of 2019 levels.
I know that worldwide, cruising has been operating at about 60 to 70% capacity. What that means for the Alaska cruise season, again, we're just not sure.
The city of Ketchikan's Port and Harbors Department is expecting ships to be about 70% full. That would be just shy of 1 million passengers. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata, for his part, says he expects ships to fill up as the season progresses.
Well, we're, cautiously optimistic. I think after the last couple of years, it's a good approach. However, what I'm hearing from the cruise ship companies is that it may be a little bit of a slower start than everybody had hoped.
For a couple of reasons. First, Cremata says the Omicron variant put a damper on cruise bookings, though lately he says they've bounced back. And
There's always, the threat that, the PVSA moratorium expiring could have an effect on some of the ships. But, mostly what we're hearing from Canada is positive as well.
The Canadian government announced updated COVID-19 rules for cruise ships this month. Passengers must be vaccinated, with limited exceptions for kids under 12 and a few other exemptions. Passengers have to be tested before boarding, and cruise lines must have plans in place for outbreaks aboard. Masks will often be optional. Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, the largest regional cruise industry group, welcome the news. A CLIA Alaska spokesperson says it provides a level of certainty for a full Alaska season. In a statement, Holland America compared the Canadian protocols to the U.S. government's COVID-19 policies, which were made voluntary earlier this year. Why do Canada's rules matter? Well, this year, unlike last year, all cruise ships have to stop in Canada because of a 19th century federal law. The Passenger Vessel Services Act was waived for Alaska cruises last year after a push by the state's congressional delegation, but that waiver expires at the end of March. A proposal to extend it is pending on Capitol Hill, but it likely won't pass in time for the beginning of the season. Skagway's Mayor Cremada spends his summers on the cruise docks selling tours, and he says he's ready for the hustle and bustle again.
I like the tourists. I like it when it's busy, and that might sound a bit crazy to people who avoid those types of scenarios, but it is part of what makes our community unique, and 999 out of 1,000 people are absolutely wonderful.
The first Alaska port call of the season is set for April 25th. That's when the nearly 4,000-passenger Norwegian Bliss is scheduled to tie up in Juneau as part of its cruise of Southeast Alaska. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
Today, a totem pole taken down for weather damage was rededicated. It's at the State Office Building in downtown Juneau, which will be the pole's new home. Yich Yadi Nathan Jackson carved the pole in 1980 with assistance from Steve Brown and Dorica Jackson, and the design was made with help from George Jim Sr. The Wushkitan Kutia used to be located outside of Centennial Hall, but it was taken down in 2016 and put in a warehouse. Now the pole is inside. During the ceremony, Thlinkit leaders spoke about the pole, and because Wushkitan is an eagle clan, to bring balance, some people from Raven Clan spoke too. They also brought out At'u, which is clan property. Then they sang to end the ceremony. A quick disclaimer, KTOO was under contract with the City and Borough of Juneau to live stream the totem pole raising. In COVID-19 numbers, state data show 18 new cases were reported among residents and visitors to Juneau on Wednesday and Thursday. That does not include results from home tests. Bartlett Regional Hospital has no patients who are positive for COVID-19, and none of its healthcare workers are sick or quarantining. Juneau's COVID-19 risk level remains at level 1, minimal. Statewide, from Wednesday and Thursday, 621 new cases were reported among residents and visitors. 39 people who are positive for COVID-19 are hospitalized, including 3 people on ventilators. Today is Rasha McChesney's last day with KTOO. She's brought so much memorable reporting to our airwaves over the past 6 years. More recently, she's shaped almost everything you hear out of the newsroom as our daily news editor. Our managing editor, Jennifer Pemberton, has this retrospective of Rasha's time with us.
Rasha and I started working together at Alaska's Energy Desk in 2016. I was new to the state, and Rasha's focus was on energy policy. She was intimidating in how much she knew about the ins and outs of Alaska's oil industry. She was also deeply sourced and seemed to have every lawmaker and commissioner on speed dial. For 3 years, I edited Rasha's relentless reporting about natural resource policy in Alaska. For the Midnight Oil podcast, she drove the haul road with one of the first female truck drivers to work on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
It is nearly impossible to find a rental car company in the state that will allow you to drive the haul road.
She went to China with former Governor Bill Walker's trade mission.
We're on this bus in Shanghai with about a dozen people who are interested in selling what Alaska has to offer.
She went on a reporting trip to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for an investigation into contaminated sites, mostly schools, that no one was responsible for cleaning up. And in addition to award-winning stories on that, she came back with this unforgettable profile of a teacher in the village of Tuntutuliak.
Small, flippable signs hang on the outside of each classroom door, and they designate the language of the day. Some days it's English, others it's Yuktun. In Alice Fitka's class, it's always Yuktun. Walk in the door of her classroom and you're greeted with an explosion of colors, numbers, and letters. Behind her desk, a large poster of the Yuktun alphabet dominates the wall.
It goes
In late 2019, Rasha became the daily news editor for the local newsroom here at KTOO. I had seen what she was capable of during our years together at the Energy Desk. I trusted her reporting, her ethical news judgment, her commitment to telling the unheard stories of our community. Shortly after taking on this new role, on a Sunday in December, Juneau police shot and killed a man on Cinema Drive in the Valley. Rasha went to the scene immediately and started talking to neighbors and friends who had witnessed what had happened.
Many stood on their porches Sunday evening quietly talking, watching their children run along a nearby ditch where bits of bright yellow crime scene tape fluttered in the wind. Some shook and cried when they talked about what had happened. Many didn't want to talk on the record about Kelly Michael Stevens, better known as Rabbit. But a handful of people, including Georgiana Joseph, did. They rolled up their sleeves, pulled up their shirts, and showed off tattoos that Stevens had done.
We have a picture of one of those tattoos hanging in the hallway at the KTOO studios because people inherently trust Rasha. They warm up to her immediately, enough to speak into her microphone about their trauma, enough to roll up their sleeves and pull up their shirts to show themselves to her. Also, she can sing, which led to this, my favorite pandemic story, about a choir that formed during lockdown in Juneau, a choir that practiced entirely from their cars parked around downtown.
Is there life on
I don't know what I was expecting when I showed up to Bruce Simonson's choir from cars, but hearing dozens of singers launch into a choral rendition of a David Bowie song was not it.
I don't know what I was expecting when Rasha walked into the KTOO newsroom all those years ago, but I do know that what we got was so much more than I could have ever imagined. I hope you can join me in thanking Rasha for her years of service to Juneau and Alaska. She's taking those same skills and sensibilities to Alabama to serve as an editor for the Gulf States newsroom. We'll miss you, Rasha. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
That is it for the KTOO News Update for Friday, March 11th, 2022. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.